Hey, what's up? This is Miss Goody coming at you again. Miss Goody Debates with another subject. I don't know if this podcast episode would drop before the collaboration that I was supposed to be doing later on. I don't know if it's going to drop before that or either after that. I might just drop it after, but the collaboration is going to be recite in the last conversation that I had, and I have a special guest, and most definitely will introduce you guys to him later on. But with that being said, this is another podcast that a situation that I see, and I try to put into great perspective. You know what I'm saying? It may seem like on some hateration stuff or whatever, but it needs to be quoted, it needs to be said, it needs to be put out there, because lately I have seen a lot of women, you know, if it's meant for them to do, it's meant for them to do. If it's to their liking, it's to their liking. I have no say-so over nobody's body. I'm just going to put my own opinion out there as a woman. So as we know, you know, controversy about fake booties and plastic surgery and tummy tucks and things like that have come into play, you know what I'm saying? And I understand a lot of women go after that part of life because they really want to be able to experience having a certain type of body, you know? And it's also women who is very embarrassed of their own bodies. And I mean embarrassed of their own bodies because of how they shape, because of who has the biggest booty or who has the biggest titties and who have that type of image, who's getting the most attention, and they really get all frustrated about their bodies, you know. And to think about a lot of things, the reason why I said society have really transitioned the whole perspective of a woman appreciating herself, appreciating her body, because society most of the time put women into competition. Who had the biggest? The biggest is the better. The more you got, the more attention you get, which is most likely the thing, which is most likely the most relevant thing at that time. But it wears down, it dies out. You get older, your body get older and everything. And I have been seeing a lot of women just, you know, they go for this surgery and they get there, or they find side people who know how to, you know, do these things to their bodies, and they're willing to risk their lives for a ass, is what I'm getting across. For a butt. Stuff in the butt to say I got something back there, and it's either for attention or for a man, you know. It's sometimes it's never really, most of the time, for a woman to admire herself. It's always for an attention, it's always for a fast come up in life, because back when women, you know, they wanted to be slim, women wanted to be slim, and a lot of times, like people of color and us black women, we get weight on our bodies, you know what I'm saying? We get weight on our bodies, and we had the assets to match what we was growing up and how old we was getting in our grown woman bodies and stuff like that. And back then it was all about being slim, skinny, oh, you know, and all this other stuff. And women with shapes, you know, they can't hide it. You know, they can't get rid of their boobs if it's big, or they was born with big hips or something like that. You couldn't get rid of that. You couldn't just lose that any type of way. So, over time, the whole thing about a woman loving herself was not because you can love the slimmest woman on earth, but love your assets as if you was slim, and embrace your thickness was the whole process of teaching women, trying to put out there and teach women so you can be sexy. People usually would call people, oh, you fat back then, but then, you know, they came up the word, you thick, you know what I'm saying, you got a big butt, you know, they found out women can work it just like the slim things, you know what I'm saying, women with thighs and ass and a little bit of tummy fat and big titties and whatever. They can work it just as much as the slim women. So society and internet, I feel like, have really put into women that you have to have the biggest, you have to have some type of ass to be noticeable. You have to be having some type of ass to be getting that attention. You have to have some type of ass to be called a woman. Now, let me tell you this. When you do go through that whole surgery, you want to present yourself as that woman, that figure with the biggest ass in the world. You have to be able to take on the negative side of it too. Because people are going to say, oh, you didn't love yourself. Oh, you did. And 9 out of 10, you did do it for a reason. You did it because you wasn't happy with yourself. Because you see a lot of women out here who's getting attention, who's naturally born with these assets. But as you, the society is going to put it into the air that everybody has to go pay for something instead of it's naturally in your genes. You can get it at any time of your life. You will develop that grown woman body at any time of your life, whether you hit puberty or you might get older and start gaining weight. You know, it's also called cost of relationship weight, you know. And I always said, if a woman meet a man that knows what he's doing, he's gonna put weight on her regardless. He's gonna put that good happy weight on her regardless. But you got so many women want to rush the process and want that special attention that they out here just, oh, I'm going to get this surgery to shape like this. I'm going to get this surgery to look like this. And they are being the headlines of everything. And the women with natural bodies or little assets with natural bodies or whatever, however they shape, is not getting that type of attention. Or they're not getting that type of motivation from women with natural bodies. Like, females are not getting that motivation for women with natural curves. Whether she got stomach fat, arm fat, thigh fat, that's natural. That's natural weight on her. She can lose that, she can gain it. But you got women who want hips nowadays and getting stuff on the side. Like, it might be their own fat, it might be a man-made material, but still, they doing the cheek way and they expect to get so many haters and so many deals and so much attention, so many ass, but they don't understand, like, also with their size, you have to maintain yourself. Like, girls with big boobs, I mean, I know I have heard stories about their boobs hurting and their backs hurting and it's too much weight on them and they want to reduce some of it. You know what I'm saying? I've been hearing that. And girls with big booties, like real huge booties, have been complaining about the lower back. It hurt. It's too heavy. This and that other third. And they try to embrace themselves. They can't find jeans that match their size. They can't find anything cute to match their size because of their thickness. So the whole thing is that we wanted to, and myself as a woman can say we wanted to, because, you know, I'm still a certain age, but I can embrace that and say that, you know, I'm in that category too with my thighs and stuff. Like, I can't just put on any type of jeans and just be like, oh, I could button it up and be happy with it. I ain't got the biggest and everything in the world, but I have weight on me and my weight do go up and down. Depends. Depends on what I do. Depends on what I eat. Depends on what I process in and out my body. But you got these girls out here who's cheating it for, like, who's making women feel like, wow, like, I got the shape, but they went to surgery, so they get all the, you know, they getting all the roles of being a natural woman, and they're not a natural shape woman. They're not. It wasn't meant to have the biggest, baddest, and be the baddest bitch in the world. When it was meant for women to embrace their bodies, embrace their curves, especially with black women of color, was meant to love yourself. Because like I said, back in the day, we was called fat. We was called nasty. If you was slim, you was the shit. You was all of that in a bag of motherfucking Doritos. Y'all remember that quote? You was all that. But now it comes to a point where society just keep changing, because internet, you see all this stuff, they keep changing. And when a woman with a regular body come out, everybody looking at her body like, why is you doing that? But you got these girls who's paying for, like I said, all these assets to put their self on to get the attention, and people is really making it seem like that's a natural body. They're valuing their attention somewhere else instead of allowing women with natural curves and stuff to embrace their self. So guess what they're going to do? They're just going to sit back and let it happen. It's just like a mockery of a woman with curves who know that she suffer from trying to love herself and not being able to find certain clothes. See, now you can find certain clothes and look a certain way. But back when, you couldn't find certain clothes. You couldn't look a certain way. You had to wear the biggest, grandma's looking outfit in the fucking world. In the effing world. You couldn't be sexy. But then when people, you know, expose the natural way of a woman's body and they start making all these sexy clothes for women with weight on them, everybody want to look like that natural shape woman. They're too lazy to gain it themselves. They're too lazy to work out on it themselves. They feel like that the quickest way, the better. I want to be like, no, really, it's not the woman with original weight on her self-esteem that's so low. It's the ones that's out here rushing the process, trying to get all this surgery and trying to look like something, not knowing how the surgery will react to them, not knowing how the surgery will make them look after, whether making them look like an ant, as people say, or it just making them look like a diva. But it's a lot of surgeons or a lot of surgery that people then had that you could tell is a surgery. It don't even look natural. The body is all way out of proportion and things like that, and not knocking the woman's body, but I feel like some people feel like if they could go back in time, look at K. Michelle, for example. K. Michelle's a huge example of the reason why women should love themselves unconditionally. Look what she had to go through with her body, trying to have the biggest or whatever. Then she learned how to love herself, and she loved herself even more, shrinking down to a size that she's comfortable with, that don't have to be all extra and all out of the ordinary, trying to do it better than the next woman with a natural body. And she is a prime example of it. To love yourself as women. I don't care what size you are, but I'm only speaking for women of color, because women of color is always getting put on the back burner for a lot of stuff and always getting downgraded for a lot of stuff. And it really affect a lot of people's mental thinking, a lot of people's attitudes, a lot of people's characters, because people want to make it seem like it's just how society gonna put it and that's the way it's gonna be accepted, and it's not. We need to go back to teaching these women, these young girls, how to be sexy. And that's my image, how to be sexy with the body that they have been born with. I mean, it may be other reasons why people get in surgery when you know, some people might got a full pancake butt and they just want a little hump back there. And they want a little surgery, you know, a little fat sucked out, a little surgery. It's certain reason why you can excuse somebody from feeling low self-esteem about themselves, but at the end of the day, you also want to teach women how to embrace themselves. Embrace yourself. You don't have to pay for a body. Excuse me, sis, embrace yourself. Being sexy is being sexy. It's not really about a whole body. You have to think about your mindset, the way you think, the way you are as a woman, your reactions, your actions as a woman, the way you handle yourself every single day, the way you take care of your business, the way you stay in your business, the way you keep things up. All of that is about being sexy as a woman. You know what you're doing. You don't need drama all the time. You can just handle your business like a grown woman and keep it moving, whether it hinders you or not, whether it tries to take away from your lifestyle, from your focus or not. That's all about being a woman. Being a woman is not just saying I have a fat ass, some big titties, and a nice shape. It's a mindset thing, baby. Don't try to live that fast life. Don't feel bad for people who out here living a fast life. Your time will come, honey. Keep working hard. Keep having that motivation for yourself. Somebody's gonna like it on the original levels. Somebody's gonna like you on the original version of you. So with that being said, if you feel like I haven't said anything in this podcast that possibly can be relatable to what's going on nowadays, or you feel like, hey, she just said a mouthful, you know, because I'm not being a hater, just keep going on. That's all you see. You see it on YouTube, you see it on social media, you see all of this. Women just doing so much to themselves now, it's ridiculous. And if don't nobody else speak up on it, I want to be the one to speak up on it, because it really need to be a lot of evaluation, mental evaluation going on out here, how people really feel about themselves and how low their self-esteem is. It really be needs to be a lot of mental evaluations. Because women who have natural bodies feel some type of way about their body. Then it's women who pay for a body who feel like, oh, I want to have a body like her, but I know I probably would never get that body. So I'm going to go pay for that body. By watching somebody else, by what society tell them, like not standing their business, not loving themselves. Love yourself unconditionally. Self-love will bring you far. If you're talented, if you're creative, be creative. You know, be creative with yourself. The little odds and ends that you do change about yourself and you get fits is regular life things, you know. But as far as keep stuff in your butt and things like that junk get old, you know. It gets old. I mean, it be new to some people, but people still watch, but it gets old. Be naturally you. Love yourself natural you. That's all that matters, that strong self-esteem. With that being said, Miss Goody the Bass is out of here. Stay tuned for the next episode of my collaboration. Like I said, it might come before this one. I might post that one before this one. If so, look out for it. All right. Miss Goody the Bass is out of here for the day.